Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome, everybody, to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation. We're glad to have you on. We're coming to you from Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're so glad to have you here. And we got a special guest on today. We're going to be talking about drugs and the effects of drugs. And so we want to share with you all, with our special guest, I want to say hello to Mary Jane. Mary, how you doing? Lakia, how you doing? Oh, I'm so glad you're on, daughter. Daddy's doing great. I'm glad to have people on. We're going to be talking about drugs and the different drugs and how they impact our community with our special guests. And one of the things we have is this book. If you're going live on Facebook, it's called The Pain Killers. The other ones is The Truth About Drugs. Our special guest, Nancy, is on the line, and we're going to go right to Nancy and find out a little bit about her and what she does in the community. Nancy, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you, BJ, for having me. Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm with the Foundation for a Drug-Free World. It's a drug education organization that feels that education about drugs is the way to stop their use and abuse.
Well, that's absolutely right. We got to have education to stop use and abuse. Want to say hello to Eric and Roosevelt. We call him Short Body. And he's on Facebook Live with us. Go to VJ Smith Facebook Live, and you'll see. You can talk with all these folks. And if you got a question or a comment for our guests, or if you want to call in, Short Body, you should call in. Short Body is, he wrote the theme song for Mad Dads, and his number is, the number to call in is 347-215-9262. We're talking about the different drugs, how they impact our community. Nancy, I want to ask you a question. A lot of people have been talking about all the shootings, the school shootings, and how those things are impacting the community. And how how drugs have impacted those people that are doing the school shootings. Go ahead, Nancy.
That's true. At least 80% of the school shootings involved people that were on or recently came off of psychiatric medications. Not everyone who takes a psychiatric medication is going to become, you know, a violent person. But roughly 8% will. And so when people go on, you know, antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications and that sort of thing, it's kind of a Russian roulette. They can become very agitated, become homicidal or suicidal because of going on the drug and then similar side effects coming off of one. So I know there's lots of reasons that have been put out about why people would go and do a school shooting or shoot a concert-going people in Las Vegas, etc. And almost one for one, when I hear about these stories, I know darn well the person was on a psychiatric medication or recently came off of one. It's not due to the mental illness, environmental issues or anything else. It's because of the drug.
Well, tell me this, Nancy. And I'm really concerned to hear you answer about this. Why isn't it we don't make the pharmaceutical companies pay for the damage they do to our community?
You know, that would be a great project for someone to take on. It's not just the drug companies. It's kind of a hand-in-hand effort between the pharmaceutical companies and psychiatry. The pharmaceutical companies will come up with a, you know, quote-unquote cure for some sort of illness, and the psychiatric community comes up with more and more diagnoses that they can diagnose people with so that they can prescribe the drugs. So it's a kind of a hand-in-hand effort that's going on there.
Now, when you say hand-in-hand effort, Nancy, I get pretty interested to understand. Hand-in-hand means profit and sales. Am I correct?
That's correct. The more drugs that can be sold, of course, the more profitable the companies are. And the more mental illnesses that are developed, you know, it's just a set of symptoms, right? And then you put a new label on it and call it an illness, the more patients there are to prescribe the drugs to and to, you know, obviously get the income from those visits.
We're talking with Nancy, and she's talking about the drugs, how they impact our community. And if you want to be a part of that conversation, that number is 347-215-9262, 347-215-9262. You're talking, you're with Blog Talk Radio, Mad Dads National Blog Talk Radio. Our host, our producer, is here with us. And what are your thoughts about what Nancy's saying about the effects that drugs have on our community?
She's being real about it because I didn't realize that it hit our community this in such large numbers that we really don't hear about it like this. We really don't. We only know about the overdose and once or twice a year, but it's a bigger picture than what we actually see and hear.
We have Ms. Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to insert that, you know, there's obviously a vested interest in the, you know, news channels, newspapers, et cetera, not, you know, showing this as a cause for much of the violence because, you know, who sponsors them?
Absolutely. So the sponsors have a lot to do with this, and then the politicians have a lot to do with this. Want to say hello to Lanika. Lanika, how you doing? Thank you for being on here. Ms. Waters, thank you very much for being on here. We're glad to see you on with us on Facebook Live, and it's important for us to be on here because we want you to be able to understand the truth about drugs. There is a culture. There's a part of a culture that says it's good to smoke weed. It's great to drink some alcohol. Just be social about it. It's great to snort a little bit of cocaine every now and then, and it's great to pop a pill when you need one. You never know when you need a pill. You take a pill, you might need it. We got one to keep you up. We got one that'll take you down.
Nope.
We got one that'll make you happy. We got one that'll make you sad. We got a pill for everything you need. And something that I found out from working with you, Nancy, is that in the beginning, there was, when you talked about drugs and kind of social disorders, in the beginning, there was only, Cynthia Wright, thank you for being on. In the beginning, there was only like a page full of drugs that people were even using. They weren't using all these different drugs, but they kept creating symptoms for drugs, and now there's thousands of symptoms. And at one point, there was a pill to keep you from being gay. And
wow.
The gay rights individuals fought against that and got that taken out of pharmaceutical books.
Great.
Wow. Didn't know that.
Now, just think if we fought as people of color and poor people and people minorities fought to get other drugs off the books that didn't really make sense for us, that didn't really help us, we could change that book totally and we could make a big difference. How do you think, Nancy, how do you think that we fight this epidemic? What's the best way for us to fight it?
Well, if we're talking the psychiatric drugs, it's legislative action, most definitely. You know, many years back, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, you didn't see drug commercials on TV because they weren't allowed to advertise on TV. And now, you know, almost every other commercial is for drugs. And so people say, oh, yeah, that's how I feel. I'm going to go to my doctor and ask for Zoloft or, you know, whatever the case may be. So getting those commercials off the air would be very helpful because then it's not driving people to doctors to get the prescriptions. And then I really strongly believe there has to be a national research effort to really validate that these drugs cause violence, they cause suicide, they ruin families.
They do, and it's a culture. I got a caller asking for the number again. Sure, buddy, call us in. That number is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. You call in, and I know you've got some things that you want to talk about. Ms. Waters said, I can speak on this topic myself because I have a son on Dr. Pharmaceutical medications for a mental health instability. So please call that number. We'd like to hear from you. 347-215-9262. We're living in a culture where the music, the media, and all that has something to do with drugs. And there's 208 million people internationally that consume illegal drugs. And in the United States, the 2007 National Survey on Drug Use and Health showed that 19.9 million Americans use illegal drugs in the month prior to this survey. And the population ages was 12 and older. 12 and older, 19.9 million. That's a lot of people that are using drugs. Josh, we got Josh on the line, a former Mad Dad. Well, once a Mad Dad, always a Mad Dad. Josh, it's good to see you, bro. Stay with us, and if you got something to say about drugs in our community, please call that number, 347-215-9262. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio National all across the country. We're so glad to have you. Laverne, how you doing, and welcome to Blog Talk. The doctors, the culture, they've all contributed to this. And then the most commonly used and abused drug in the United States is alcohol. The most commonly used illegal drug is marijuana. And young people today are exposed earlier than ever before. 45% of high school students nationwide drank alcohol and 19.7% smoked pot during a one-month period. Those are staggering statistics. Those are crazy statistics. We've got a caller on the line. We're going to go right to him. Nancy, you stand by. We've got a few callers on the line. We're going to go to 4331. Caller, you on the line, 4331. How you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk.
What's happening, OG? How y'all doing today, Ron? Love y'all. Just short body, man.
Well, short body's always good to have.
I kind of got a backlash on y'all because I'm in Cali, man, so it's kind of like a little slow out here. But I can hear y'all.
Okay. Okay, great. Tell us your thoughts about this pharmaceutical drugs and what it's doing to our community.
Yeah, man, I'm going to give a couple of examples real quick, just real quick. Like, when I was growing up, man, I'm 45 now, so, you know, growing up in Chicago, in the streets of Chicago, it wasn't cool for our people to do drugs. Like the kids, man, the kids weren't doing drugs, like no drugs, man. When I say drugs, it was embarrassing for kids to even or people to engage in any type of drugs. When I was growing up in the hood, like the only people who did drugs was people like that was sick or crazy, or we thought they was crazy, or they was either drug addicts or dope fiends. We thought they was like that. We didn't think, like, regular people wasn't that accepting drugs like that. You know, openly taking prescription pills, like, enjoying it, taking them for enjoyment reasons and stuff like that. So, you know, it's like what they did was, like, made it cool. Right now they made it cool to do all that stuff. Like, kids, it's cool. Like, they openly doing it to everybody, in front of everybody. You know, and not embarrassed about it and bragging about it, either within the music. By me being in the music business and in the literary business, I see a lot of that, man, with these kids and how they're influenced by thinking it's cool to take these prescription pills and stuff like that and making it a fad other than something to help themselves with. So, you know, it's really destroying the mind frame of the kids, man, because the people be saying, like, how can we help these kids on these streets stop killing each other? But you can't help a dope fiend when you got these kids out here already on these drugs, man, thinking it's cool, you really ain't helping no kid no more. You got somebody addicted running around here talking about doing these drugs and stuff like that. So now you got a whole different problem from other than helping these grown people become addicts. Now you got kids becoming addicts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like destroying our it's a plan to destroy our mind frame as a people, period, man. So it's a wake up call. It's got to be a wake up call. It's got to be addressed a lot more now.
I got a question for you, Sharp Body. You know, I've noticed that there's a lot of rappers, a lot of the folks that MCs and folks that really people idolize and looked up to. You never hear about the ones that die from overdoses of opioids or drugs. You never hear about them. You never, ever hear about them. Why is that?
Yeah. It's a plan, man. You know, it's a plan for everybody, man. Like, that's why you see a lot of people like me and you. We don't get support from like higher people, man, because we doing something real for the people, man. And when you doing something real for the people from your heart, man, that we not wanted in a higher upper society. So they're not gonna feed us or help us with that. So they're not gonna show the bad part of what's going on when they say about all these people who died, artists who died from drugs and stuff like that. They don't want to talk about that because it's a solution to the problem when you come talking about the pain that we go through. And when you're talking about solutions to the problem to help the people, they don't want that. They don't want that out there. They don't want to talk about that solution. They don't want that solution even mentioned. So we talk about these artists that died from these drugs and telling the truth about what's really happening with these drugs and stuff like that, that's not going to be popular. They're not going to never do that. They need that money. So it's destroying people at the same time. So, you know, it's all controlled, man. It's a plan right now to destroy people, man. And that money coming first. So, you know what I mean? It's destroying people right now. So that's why you don't hear too much about them rappers or artists that die from overdoses and stuff.
You stay right with us, Sharp Body. That's Sharp Body. He's going to be coming back with us. Don't go anywhere because we want to make sure. We want to say hello to Jane Brown and Linda Hansen on Facebook Live. If you got questions or comments, please, I'll try to stay focused on Facebook, too, and on the screen. We're going to go to 1547. 1547. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Nationwide Mad Dads. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, BJ?
I'm doing great. You got a comment?
I just was going to say, like, you know, just what that young man was just talking about how, like, these pharmaceutical drugs and medications that, you know, are being given, you know, from pharmacists and, you know, things being prescribed out here in our community and to thousands of people. I mean, it's killing our community. It's killing our people. It's affecting their minds and their brains and the way how they function and think in society. You know, I can, like I said, you know, when I texted in that I have a son who has a mental health disability, who is currently on pharmaceutical mental health medication due to a disability. And, you know, the way, like, how he, you know, functions and thinks and, you know, just what it does. I'm seeing from the time that he started being on medication, you know, you start to see the effects of, like, what medication can do to you, like, gain weight. It can affect, you know, your logical thinking and functioning. You know, and I'm starting to see a lot of changes within him. I mean, the medication works for so long and that it has its, you know, positive effects and negative effects. But my son gets on medication and then it helps for so long and then he starts to unravel. And then he gets put off that medication, gets put on another medication, and then he starts to unravel. And, you know, it comes to show for itself or whatever. It's not the doctors and the pharmacists, they don't really want you to go to anything else but to be taking what they're prescribing to you. It's all about money. It's all about, you know, making a dollar. You know, they don't really care about what it's doing to our people and how it's affecting them. And, you know, just you see it everywhere. I mean, everybody's got something wrong with them. And medication and prescribed mind-altering drugs is not the answer to solving any person's, you know, mental health or disability.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I'm going to ask Nancy for some advice for you. So you hold on. We're going to talk to Nancy and see if she's got some words that may encourage you to do something different. So you just stand by, okay? Nancy, what are your thoughts about what she's her situation?
Well, you know, quite often when somebody goes into a doctor's office, especially a psychiatrist's office, they'll be told that they have a chemical imbalance and that they need, you know, this or that drug to resolve that chemical imbalance. So one would have to believe that, you know, your thoughts, your personality, you know, your spirit, whatever word you want to put on it, are controlled by your body. And so one thing I always recommend is that if someone says you have a chemical imbalance and you need to take this drug, ask them what tests they did that proved that there was a chemical imbalance. That gets them every time, because there is no blood test. There is no fluid test. There's no X-ray that's going to prove what they're saying. So their comments are based on a lie. They don't know. And they're assuming it's a physical thing. For people that are a little more spiritual, I think they'd see that there's often, you know, person does have a body, but they are themselves. And they need to, you know, differentiate between what the body is doing and what the mind or the person themselves is doing.
Wow, that's great, Nancy. That is great advice. We're talking to Nancy from A Drug-Free World. Thank you very much, Nancy. Don't you go anywhere. I want to go right back to Short Body, our producer of the Mad Dad theme song that has been shown all around the world, all around the country. Matter of fact, if you go down to Hennepin Avenue, you'll see them. They're still showing that. It's one of the longest running views on Hennepin Avenue. It's a video that shows out there, and it's really great. Now, thank you, Short Body. Short Body, I want to go back to the streets. You know, we've been drinking cough syrup, we've been taking pills, we've been smoking wet, we've been doing all these things that somebody has been making a profit off of, making sure that we get these drugs. You know, the pharmaceutical companies make sure if you don't have a prescription, we know a brother on the block that can get you those pills and can get them to you so that you can still take them. Your doctor will introduce you. I remember people going to the doctor and just have a break an arm or hurt something. They will give you Oxycontin. They will give you those drugs. I remember I got hurt. My arm was hurting, and they gave me Oxycontin. I took it, and I remember the effect it had on me. It was a weird feeling, and I realized then, I don't want that. Whatever that is, it's taking me out of my comfort zone. What do you think as a young person, that's working in the streets, in the hood, watching what's happening, how do we empower ourselves to get our brothers and sisters to stop buying this phony dream that pill will do it, that stick of wet will do it, that cough syrup will do it?
They got to be – what it is, man, they're around – we as a – like, it's like it's in the hood. It's around us all the time, bro. It's like it ain't no – it's right there. You feel what I'm saying? So – it's only thing we can do with that is give them info about it and help them with the info about it, man. Cause right, it really ain't no way to stop it right now, G. We talking about some reality. It's so in the hood. It's so normalized in there. So right now, that we got a real war on drugs going on, man. We got a real war on drugs going on when they come to this, our community with these kids, thinking that it's cool. It's like, for real, man. Tell you the truth, it's like hard to. It's hard to convince them that it ain't cool to do that no more, because they don't even understand. Their mind frame ain't even clear enough to even take the. Once they start, they got popped off in it. Their mind frame ain't even. They can't even comprehend what you're talking about when you try to tell them the good way up out of it. So my thing is this: what we have to do is really touch them kids in the between the sixth and eighth grade, because the kids are growing now, man. They know it better. They know they're seeing. And they start seeing things early. So we have to touch them kids that start within the sixth grade. See, we have to be able to reach them kids within them schools, man, because once we get them kids in them schools' attention, we can get outside and let them know about what's going on outside of the school, then we can help them. A lot of us, as parents, man, we hide from our kids the bad things in life instead of teaching them about the bad things in life and how to get out the bad things in life. You know, you'll have a parent that has their kids playing video games all day because they don't want to let them outside and see what's going on out there, because they see some negative things. Instead of teaching them that there's negative things out there, but you got to be able to go out there and handle these negative things when you leave this house. Because you leave this house, I got you, I can save you, but I can't save you on those streets. So you have to be able to teach them about what's going on out there in those streets, so they can be prepared to just, when they do get confronted with doing some type of drugs, they already know how to handle it. So you got a kid, you got these parents teaching these kids, seeing all this positive things in life, but don't show them, teach them about the negative things in life, when they get presented the negative things that life is in the streets, then they quicker to go off into it because they don't know about it. They get curious. So we have to teach these kids at a younger age. We have to go, and we have to go where they are in the schools, because all the kids in 6th and 8th grade, 90% of them kids, they going to school because their mom and them is putting them in them schools. So we have to attack them where they at already. We can't attack them on the streets or help them when they're on the streets already, because then they got caught up. So we have to start within the legal system and go within like where we can reach the kids at an early age, man, and teach them about these things. You can't hide the negative things about life from your kids, man. That's one thing that people do. I stress that because that's major. You have to teach them about what's going on negatively too, so they can learn how to not ever do it again. So you can it ain't about like you don't glamorize negativity to your kids. Teach them about it. Let them know what it is. You got to let them know what that is. When they hear a cuss, don't let them never hear a cuss word before. Because when they go on the streets and hear a cuss word, they going to want to do it. Because you never told them. You never let them see what it was. And it's cool to their friends. But as a parent, you told them that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. But when you go out, when your kid leave your house and he out there cussing and shit and doing all this other stuff, then it's like, oh, I taught him not to do that. But you didn't teach him about it. So why not to do it and show him how not to do it? That's what you forgot.
Right. You're listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation, Mad Dads all across the nation. That was my friend and the producer of the Mad Dads theme song, Shark Bob. I want to say hello to Honesty Parker. Thank you for being on and watching. We also got KG Wilson on here. The number to call in is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. And KG comes on every week. I tell him to come on. He will not call that number. Wasn't he on last week?
Yeah.
KG was on. KG, we love you, man. We know you. Are you still stuck in the snow, brother? If you do, we get a shovel over to help you out. We're talking about the difference of drugs and how they affect our community. I've got Nancy on the line. Nancy, we found out that people take drugs because, number one, they want to fit in. They want to escape and relax. They want to relieve boredom. They want to seem grown up. They want to rebel. And they want to experience. You know, and I'll tell you something. Somebody offered me a wet stick. I remember being real young, and it sat on my bed for about 4 weeks. And I seen what it did to people. And I said, you know what? I better give that to somebody because it's not something I want. Somebody offered me a stamp once that had some LSD on it. And they said, lick the stamp, and you won't believe. You'll see pink elephants. I said, pink elephants?
No.
Now, is that something I really want to see?
No.
Now, elephants are big. Elephants aren't pink. Why do I want to see that? The guy said, did you lick the stamp? I said, no. He said, give it back. I said, sure will. I gave it to him. He was in my car. He said, man, there goes the elephant. I said, wow. You see it? He said, I see the elephants. I was so glad that I never wanted to use any of those kind of drugs. I didn't want to destroy my brain.
No.
Nancy, you want to talk about these things that people need to take drugs? They really don't need that. They don't need to fit in. They don't need to escape because, first of all, you do that when you're not connected to God. You don't have any spiritual balance. And so you will do things that you're not connected to. You want to kind of respond to that, Nancy?
Well, yeah, maybe in a different way. Shark Body had, you know, was really on the right track. That when kids are in 6th to 8th grade, they need to be instructed about the world, right? So that they just don't go out and get hit by it. The drug-free world has educational materials that are actually geared toward that age group. There's booklets on each of the drugs, commonly used drugs, you know, such as marijuana, alcohol, ecstasy, cocaine, LSD, painkillers, Ritalin, et cetera. And we also have a documentary where for all of those drugs, somebody who used to use them and was damaged by them actually gives the account of what their life was because of those drugs. So that's the thing that kids need to see. You know, like if someone tells them, oh, it's not going to hurt to take LSD once. Well, you know, listen to what an LSD user or addict has to say about that, right? So it's education. It's just critical. I encourage people to go to drugfreeworld.org, and all the education materials are free of charge on that website.
And we encourage Short Body. I want you to give Nancy, I want you to connect with Short Body and connect him up to Drug Free World. So in the work that he's doing out there, and he's out east. I know he's in California, I believe. But the work that he's doing, he can be plugged into a representative there so he can get all his free information. We got Michaela, Ms. Waters on the line. She has one more comment to say, then we're going to go back to the rest of our guests, and we're going to close out the show. Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted just to say, you know, talking about, you know, about how pharmaceutical medications and drugs, you know, how they affect people's mentality and their way of living life and how they think and how they function. You know, I want to go back to speaking about my son. I mean, when my son first got on medication, as I had said before, you know, the medication does its effect and does what it's going to do for so long. And then once it gets to like a therapeutic level, you know, to the point where they start to see changes within that person's body, you know, it basically starts to like take its effect for so long, and then it starts to unravel. And I've seen the changes within my son's body, like how going from one medication, taking him off, and then trying to come back and tell me that, oh, well, your son has a mood disorder, he has a chemical imbalance, and the only way that he's going to get better, only way that he's going to be able to function and be stable and be regulated, you know, is by this taking this medication. And if I try to bring up anything about natural supplements or natural vitamins or things that I think, you know, would be a better way to go, like, truthfully, it's not about pharmaceutical medication. I mean, yeah, maybe natural vitamins is one way, but I'll just say this, and I can prove my point, that the biggest thing that helps, you know, in a situation like this is, for a lot of different situations and circumstances, prayer does a lot, and leaning and trusting God and everything, and not to be spiritual, but the best alternative and the best solution is to look to God for help and, you know, guidance and support. All these kids, my son's only a second grader and he's only 8 years old. And they're like, well, if your son doesn't take this medication, then, you know, he's going to continue to be escalated and he's going to continue to be dysregulated, you know. And it's all, like I said, it's all about making the dollar. These pharmacists and people that prescribe drugs.
Ms. Waters, you brought up some great points. We're unfortunately running out of time. I got to get to the rest of my guests. I want to thank you very much for chiming in, and we look forward to talking to you next week. I'm going to go to Sharpbody, then I'm going to go to Nancy, and I want to say hello to Nadia. Nadia, how you doing? Jason Mohammed's on the line, and I'm sure that he would have a lot to say. We just ran out of time, but Sharpbody, last questions and comments before I go to Nancy. Anything you'd like to close us out with?
Yeah, man. When it comes to teaching these kids, man, we gotta come to the gun down to their level and help them out, man. They want help. That's what it is, man. We gotta save these kids and help them, man. When we're in class with them kids, we gotta come down to their level and teach them how to do it the right way, man. That's what it's about, helping them kids, bro.
You just heard from Sharpbody. We're gonna go right to Nancy. Go ahead and give us your thoughts and comments. Our closing our comments.
Yeah, well, I just want anyone who's listening to the show to know that the drug education materials are available to them free of charge if they go to drugfreeworld.org. All the materials to educate kids on drugs and therefore prevent them from taking them in the future because they have the knowledge is right there for them.
And if you like some drug-free books or painkiller pamphlets, please stop by the Mad Dad's office. We have a supply. We're getting them out in the community as we speak because we believe it's important and we know it's important. On behalf of Mad Dads and Mad Dads all across the country and the national office, we say thank you, everybody, from Florida, Iowa, Buffalo, New York, Pittsburgh, Lincoln, Omaha, Nebraska, Dallas, Texas, and, of course, the headquarters, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and right now to our friend Sharpbody and the theme song.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets we keep it real. Day and night the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do? All I said was knock it blue. Soldiers.